expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem, and here to greet you on this beautiful and very hot Saturday afternoon, June the 29th, 2019. And of course, I have sitting right across from me a wonderful person, and please tell them who you are.
Hello, everyone. I'm a Barbara from Harlem's co-host, BB Diamond. And welcome aboard this Saturday, June 29th, as she said. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as usual, we have so much to get to this Saturday. And I think we just need to just kind of dive right in.
I would agree.
And the topic, I think, that is most pertinent at this moment is the Democratic Party debates that were held over two nights, Wednesday and Thursday. All right. So, Barbara, what is your take on?
Well, I think we should entitle this program Un-American. Because, I'm not going to say that I watched or listened to the debates, because I would not put myself through that aggravation and through that foolishness. So what I did was, after they were over, I looked at different how people commentated on what was said and who said what, and they gave their opinions. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that was very noticeable is that there was not one American flag on display.
Yes, yes.
So now I'm saying to myself, when I saw that picture, how can all of this gathering of what I call godless heathens be gathered around, and they all say that they want to be the president of where? What country? No flag was on display. So it can't be America. How can you want to be the president, the highest ranking official in a country, and you don't even have any respect or love for that country or the symbol that represents that country? So we're entitling this Un-American.
Well, absolutely, Barbara. And it'll probably take up the vast majority of the first half of the program, because I do believe the Democrats have crossed a threshold that is not good. There, you know, people talk about the Democratic Party not being the party of JFK, where the Democrats fought for working men and women. They may have disagreed with the Republicans on some issues, but they were patriotic, and they fought for the American working man and woman. Well, that Democratic Party has disappeared, if you ask me.
It has.
And they're not even the party of Bill Clinton.
And they're not
who believed in being moderate. Yes.
And they're not even the party of America. That's all I had to say.
Well, it's interesting, Barbara, that you're not the only one who mentioned that there was no American flag that we saw on the debate stage for these Democratic candidates who are running to be president of the United States.
But then again, that's good, because if they would have had an American flag, that would have been a sign of hypocrisy. Because they're talking about open borders.
Yes.
America is a sovereign nation, which not one of them seem to respect, acknowledge, or believe.
Exactly, Barbara. You're 100% right.
We are a sovereign nation. They're all promoting no borders.
Yes.
And they're promoting, helping, and doing for foreigners who have come into this country illegally more than doing for the Americans. They've forgotten about the general welfare of the Americans. You know, when that Constitution was signed, that was one of the items in that preamble to the Constitution. The general welfare. Provide for the general welfare. They're not even thinking about considering or acknowledging the general welfare of Americans. Now it's people who are foreign to this country, who have not invested in this country, who can even come here illegally.
Right.
The problem with that is that they're promising them freebies on the backs of the working class.
Exactly.
Which one of them is saying, I'll empty my bank account out, I'll open up my home, I will take care of you.
Right.
No, no, no. On the backs of the working class of America. That's how un-American these candidates are.
Well, I completely agree with you. When they were asked for the second debate, which had the top tier Democratic candidates like frontrunner Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and others, they were asked which one of you support getting rid of, I'm paraphrasing, private insurance. They all raised their hands. They were also asked if they were in favor of giving health care to illegals. They all agreed. And even the second tier of Democratic candidates who went first on Wednesday night, they're all in cahoots, they're all in agreement about giving what we've worked for, our taxpayer money, to illegals who have not invested in this nation, giving them free health care, free college, and free driver's license.
They don't say anything about the $1,500 deductible that American citizens, and I know one, has to pay at when she goes to the doctor.
Right. Yeah.
$1,500, that's a deductible. Mm-hmm. But forget about that. Mm-hmm. They're not for we the people.
Yeah.
They are for let's get these illegals in here, give them driver's licenses, give them free homes, tell them that they can get free food, and tell them that they can get free college, everything that Americans can get. But then in return, they'll have to vote for us.
Exactly.
That's all is what this is about.
And you're 100%.
They would destroy America. Just so they can be in charge.
You know, that's an excellent point, Barbara. One of the leading candidates is Senator Kamala Harris of the state of California.
I don't think she's leading anyone, anything.
Well, Joe Biden is ahead of her. And she has no chance of becoming president.
No, they're just doing it to make money.
Right. Well, she slept her way up to the top.
That's the sleep around.
Right. She's a home wrecker. She had an affair with Willie, very married Willie Brown. And she was appointed to a board she had no qualifications for, but she was sleeping with Willie Brown, so she got there. So, to your point, Democrats, like Kamala Harris, is not only willing to sell her soul, but she's willing to sell out this country for power. That's what they crave.
That's
like
right.
Every 4 years, they'll come to the black community and promise this, promise all these freebies to try to entice and keep black Americans voting for them, not telling us the truth. Well, someone has to pay for these freebies. As we all know, there's no such thing as free lunch. So the working class, you and I, we're paying for all these things that they're offering to illegals who have invested nothing in this country.
And then the same black people that they've trained to vote for them without even questioning anything. Look in your communities. Where will these immigrants be situated?
Exactly.
Right in the minority communities. Even as far back as when the Trayvon Martin incident was, and I went to Sanford, Florida, and I tried to get some feedback from black people right by the courthouse, asking them, well, what do you think about Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman? You know what they were concerned about? The Mexicans, and they said Mexicans, who came here illegally and who have taken their jobs, they were concerned about not being able to pay for their trucks,
right,
not being able to pay for their cars, and not being able to pay for their rent because the illegals invaded their communities and took those jobs that were sustaining the black people. I was in Harlem, you know, I'm in Harlem, and I looked around. I was sitting across from my doctor's office, and Muslims have moved into Harlem. Muslim women walking down the street with their children, and we know other people from other groups are there also. But the thing about it is that these same Kamala Harris and the rest of the group, they're not going to have these illegal immigrants in their communities.
Exactly.
They're not going to have these illegal immigrants who have not been checked medically to see if they have any communicable disease.
Exactly.
They're not going to be going to school with their children.
Exactly.
They're going to be going to school with minority children in minority communities.
Yes.
That's how un-American these people are.
You know, Barbara, you're absolutely 1,000% right. If Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, all the Democrats believe in letting people in unchecked, unvetted, anything.
Take them into your community.
Why don't you take them into your communities? Take them into your homes. Set up a village somewhere. Set up a community and
take
them in.
They ain't made enough money through politics to do that.
Absolutely. But no, what happens is, you're totally right, these unvetted immigrants are placed in minority poorer communities, whether they're poor white communities or poor black
or Hispanic
communities.
That's right.
So we are the deplorables of America that the elitists, who are known as Democrats, they look down on. You see, they don't respect the fact that government is of, by, and for the people.
Amen.
As per Abraham Lincoln. Right? They don't respect it. They are elitists. They do not like the average American because we love Donald Trump and we're not going to bend to the leftist will. We reject their agenda because they are dangerous for this country. Now, am I being inflammatory? No, I'm really not being inflammatory.
You need to be.
And let me give you a couple of reasons why I'm not being inflammatory. We have evidence, the United States has evidence, that ISIS, you know who ISIS is? These are radical Muslims who tried to and took over part of Syria, murdered, rampaged their way through the Middle East until Donald Trump had the guts to stop ISIS. They are the worst of Islamic radicals. They were heading toward the U.S. border through Mexico. Okay, so we have terrorists trying to enter this country, but up to the Democrats, Trump only asked for $4.5 billion for wall. That is a drop in the bucket when we spend billions
to support them. That's right.
Billions around the world. All Trump asked was $5 billion to build the wall to protect the United States. The Democrats said no. The Republicans put forward a bill to help pay for the detention centers, the milk, the toilet paper, the beds, the food, anything that foreign nationals who illegally came into our country that they needed. The Democrats refused until recently the Senate passed a $5 billion bill, which part of it will go to helping secure the border.
Well, the Senate is controlled by the Republicans.
The Senate, thank God, is controlled
That's
by
correct.
The Republicans.
The House is closed,
no bill passes without the Senate. First, it goes through the House and then the Senate. If it doesn't pass the Senate, it does not go to the president's desk. So this bill will go to the president's desk, and it does include funding for the wall. The Democrats, they're not the opposition party. They're the obstructionist party.
And
they're almost the anti-American party.
They are. They are the un-American party.
They are anti-American. They're fighting against
Absolutely.
Our interests, not only onshore, but offshore as well. What do I mean by that? You have members of Obama's administration telling Iran, which is our mortal enemy, how to dodge around U.S. foreign policy. Really, that's treason. That
is
treason.
It
that is against
is.
What is called
it
the Logan
is.
Act, and you can Google it. The Democrats have become anti-American. I hate to say it, but that's where they are. When you're putting illegals, now you and I know we have to get a certain amount of points to get a driver's license, right? The DMV.
Absolutely.
You need to have your phone bill, some utility bill, passport,
like that, yes.
just to get a New York State driver's license or a New Jersey driver's license. So when Governor Cuomo says we're going to give driver's license to illegals for free or for nothing, what ID are they producing? They're undocumented, like the Democrats like to call them. They don't like to say illegals. They like to say undocumented migrants. So an undocumented migrant, illegal alien, how are you going to give that person a New York State driver's license and they don't have any U.S. government ID? That is crazy. You see, they're bending over backwards for illegals to make them another victim group because
Absolutely.
A lot of black people are fed up. They have been promising this, pouring money into the black community, telling blacks you don't need a father in a home. And we've seen how destructive that is, lowering the standards for black students. So when they get out into the world, they don't know how to navigate.
They can't function.
They can't function. So we're on this permanent underclass, Barbara.
I mean, you hit the nails, every nail on every head. You hit it right on target. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that anyone would listen to the rhetoric coming from that band I call them retrobate, godless retrobates.
Right, right.
Because now they're just debating is how to murder babies.
Barbara, Barbara.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
I just wanted to just piggyback on that.
But can I just say one thing?
Absolutely.
In 2012, they were headed toward this because
their
Democratic National Convention focused on birth control and having others pay for someone else's birth control when the Department of Health has been giving out prophylactics free for years.
Yeah.
But they just wanted to shove everything down the taxpayer's mouth and throat. But the bottom line is that we're heading in this direction. Now it's full throttle. Go right ahead, Ms. Diamond.
No, you're totally right, Barbara. That's an excellent analysis because you're absolutely right. They were showing their radicalism, no God
and all of that.
At a 2020 DNC convention.
2012.
Thank you. Because they booed God. They booed the mention of God.
Yes.
They booed when they did not want Jerusalem recognized as the capital of Israel.
That's correct.
And they pushed abortion. You're right. But now, Barbara, you're absolutely 1,000% right. It's full throttle.
Yes.
I like what Tucker Carlson said recently. He said the Democrats, they're not even dealing with the truth anymore.
They don't care about the truth. And, I put something on Facebook, but let me reiterate. Nobody who is a decent person could absolutely vote for these people. If you're God-fearing, there should be no question you couldn't vote for them. And if you don't believe in God, but you believe in your country, you still should never even think about voting for these people. They are so un-American. They have fought every institution that made this country great. They have helped destroy the black family. Yes. When they took God out of the schools, look what went in. Shootings, yes. Murdering, all of that horror. Yes. Look at the atmosphere now in America. Because of their dark ideology, it's infectious. Just like Eric Trump was spat on.
Yes, Eric Trump was spat on, right.
You know, I mean, somebody he never did anything toward.
Right.
Here it is, you got some people. I was talking to my daughter today. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that she was at a workout and she was, you know, a young woman was there talking about, oh, dumb Trump, dumb this, dumb that. So my daughter was able to tell her or remind her, how can you be dumb and be a billionaire?
Right.
How can you be so dumb and raise successful children
right.
when more than half of black children in black communities, their fathers are MIA? That's missing in action.
Absolutely.
They're not even involved in their children's lives. How can you talk about this man? He's not perfect, but the ones who are running their mouths and spitting on people, they're not perfect either. But the thing about it is you can see that he's accomplished something in his life. He's leaving a legacy for his children. And I dare, and well, I've been doing this for a long time. When they come up to me, and especially if they're a man, I say, well, have you raised successful children? Usually they walk away from me because that must prick their conscience. You know, and that was a good conversation, and she had good comeback for someone who has been brainwashed by CNN, MSNBC, and the hate that's all been spewed in the air, and it's all around us.
Excellent point, Barbara. You know, the what they've said about Donald Trump, they're saying it because they're jealous of this man.
Of course.
They cannot beat this man. There's not one Democrat out of the 22, I think it's up to 22, that is running, that can defeat Donald Trump. Not one of them. So this is Donald Trump's race to lose, and he knows how to win. So when you have people say, oh, he's such a racist, oh, he's such a this, he's such a clown, and then when you pinpoint at them, well, what are you basing that on?
They shut down. They shut down.
Because what they're doing, to your excellent point, they're repeating talking points from MSNBC, CNN, they're repeating those talking points, but they're not based on facts.
No facts.
But the Democratic Party is in deep trouble.
If morality reigns,
right.
If the moral people of America wake up and say, even though I may be a registered Democrat,
yes.
I cannot betray, number one, my God.
Right.
I cannot betray, number two, my country, nor my conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the things that prompted me to write my book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, and lay it out.
Right.
Not you know, hide Barbara, it. Lay out that groupthink and all of those things. Yes.
Please give our call-in number.
Oh, our call-in number is 973-925-4559. That's 973 425-4559.
Thank you, Barbara. You're completely right. I have a lot I want to talk about on the Democratic side because I do think they're in trouble.
I pray that they are. I pray that they are. They need to be in trouble. They need to be dismantled and rearranged and regrouped and all of that.
Yeah,
because they've tossed God away. And God is what made this country great. God is who blessed this country. Whether you believe in God or not, if you're in this country, you're reaping the benefits of his mercy.
You know, Barbara, you're 100% correct. And anyone who tries to say that Islam had anything to do with the founding of this country,
they're a liar.
Socialism, they are lying to you. This country was based on the Bible, Judeo-Christian values,
Absolutely.
And capitalism. That is, those ingredients have made this country the number one economy in the world, and we're only 200 plus years old, whereas China is at least 5,000 years old, India thousands of years old, and we've outpaced all of them.
Yeah, and so, even the Middle East, those places.
Absolutely. We are one of the youngest countries in the world, and we have the number one economy. That did not happen by accident. It wasn't because of socialism, communism, Islamism, none of that. I want to touch on Bill de Blasio. I have a few observations. Bill de Blasio was in Miami where the debates were held, and he quoted Che Guevara, who seems to be a champion of those who support communism and Marxism, and he said something that offended the Cuban community down there.
Good.
The Cubans know almost more than any other group besides the Russians how communism kills, not only physically, but spiritually, economically. So many Cubans are fierce and firm supporters of President Trump. In fact, on Twitter, I had this Cuban man, reposted it. He was wearing a Make America Great hat again. Because once you live under those oppressive regimes, you understand how America is such a blessing.
Absolutely.
And yet, comfortable, wealthy liberals who ride around in air-conditioned limousines, who live in mansions, seem to despise the very country that gave them these gifts.
Well, you know why?
That's crazy.
You know why? Because they hate God. We did one on they hate God, and they hate the founding of this country. That's why every institution that God established, they attack. What haven't they attacked? You know, the first school teachers were ministers. The first book they learned to read was from the Bible. So look at how they've attacked that. Look at how they've attacked marriage. God defined marriage, one man, one woman. Look at how they fight against God. Now they're saying that they're gobs of genders. Transgender, this, trans that.
Let's stop there, Barbara. I want to focus. Thank you, because that's one of the crazy things.
Yes.
So that was Bill de Blasio. I'll have more to say on him later.
He's a reprobate.
Right.
He's a godless reprobate. He's done nothing to help New York. New York is getting worse, and from what I understand, many people are leaving New York, and I don't blame them, because they're not going to just be tax. See, what they do is they raise the taxes so that they can take care of people with the freebies on your back, so that they can control these freebie takers to vote for them, to keep them in power in office.
I want to piggyback on the transgender thing.
Okay.
Now, I'm not against whatever you want to do in your bedroom is your business.
Yes.
Okay? That's between you and God at the end of the day. But please don't push this down my throat. We don't have to see the rainbow gay pride flag everywhere. No other group has this happen to them. Not even our veterans have a whole month just dedicated to veterans. And they put their very lives
on the line. Absolutely.
For you and for me and for people who live in other countries. That's number one.
Yes.
But then you have Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, one of the Democratic candidates who believes that transgender women, now it's a man, biologically a man.
That's ridiculous.
But a man who believes he's a woman should be tested for cervix cancer. He doesn't have a cervix. He doesn't have a uterus.
He doesn't have, no.
You see, again, Democrats are saying anything. Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
I literally mean this. You can respect the gay, lesbian community. That's fine. But please let's not pretend. Now, Democrats don't really believe in God. Too many of Democrats
don't. No, they don't.
They believe in science, right? So where is the evidence that a transgender man has a uterus, cervix? All I'm asking is for Democrats to use common sense.
They're not going not going to, because their ideology is dark. You know, the Bible talks about vain and vile imaginations. That's what has entered their heads. Vain and vile imaginations. So they'll come up with anything and they'll say anything. But it's up to people who have a conscience, who has a conscience that has not been seared, to say, you know, Lord, teach me what's right. Show me what's right and what's wrong. And if you do that and just take time to reflect and think for yourself, then you'll reject a lot of this dark ideology that's trying to come out and infiltrate all of our minds. We have to reject it. I call him mayor, but I'm gay. You know, why do you have to be identified by what you do in your bedroom? That's insulting to me. I don't want to know what you do in your bedroom. Let me just meet you as a person. Let's react toward one another as human beings. Don't keep trying to push anything down people's throat, you know. And the things that he comes out with, you know, I mean, they're absolutely outrageous. They make no sense. They're not logical. It makes no sense even for the Democratic Party to say sanctuary cities should be for those who illegally came over here. Right. This country was founded and people died so that we could have the laws of the land. We're ruled by laws of the land. Where's a sanctuary place for citizens in America?
You know what? And Candace Owens, who is one of the premier black conservatives, along with you, as far as I'm concerned, she brought up an excellent point. Where are sanctuary cities for African Americans? You have a lot of African American men in prison. Now, if Julio Gonzalez from El Salvador
can break the law,
maybe raped a child, God forbid, while trying to get to the United States, if you United States illegally, the mayor of Cleveland or Portland, Oregon won't report Julio Gonzalez, which means he will not be deported. He won't go to prison. But the black man down the street, let him sell marijuana, and he shouldn't. I'm not agreeing with it or whatever. Or
and he goes to jail for 20 years.
He goes to jail. So this is from the Democrats. Why in the world are we supporting Democrats?
And you know, that goes even for black as well as white people, because some white men have made mistakes also, and they need a second chance. Where's their sanctuary town? I'm just saying a town, a village, a little spot.
Right, exactly.
They don't have anything for the American citizen, so they are un-American.
They are. They really are. They really are.
And I hope that you, whomever is, you know, within sound, you can hear our voices, and please pass this message on.
Right.
We need to stop that party before they destroy America.
You know, Barbara, you're 1,000% right. I can't express how right you are. One of the things I want to say, a little housekeeping here. We did a couple of clips in Harlem last week. They will be posted online.
Yes, yes, yes.
Barbara did a walk away. We also did something else, another video, explaining why the Democratic Party is bad for America. Now, there were people, when you were filming on 125th Street last Sunday.
Yes.
There were a couple of people agreeing with you.
They were shaking their heads.
Right.
That's right.
So we're going to be in Harlem tomorrow by Adam Clayton Powell, God willing. Hopefully the weather is nice. And do some more clips, more filming. That will be uploaded on social media.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was, you know, just a thrill just to stand up there and talk truth.
Because, Barbara, I actually believe that there are a lot of black people who feel the way you and I do.
Yes.
And Candace does, and Larry Elder, but they are afraid to speak out because you will be ostracized if you even hint at the fact that you like Donald Trump or any Republican.
And you know what? I pray to God that people will start thinking, because just supporting Donald Trump has caused people to have I know a case where a young lady who supports Donald Trump, and she's black, she lives in Brooklyn, she said her sister stopped speaking to her.
Wow.
Now, you know, that's a shame when you have let the media gossip break up your family.
That's true.
That is very sad. Said her sister stopped speaking to her because she supports Donald Trump. You see, at that left, what we can't even think about calling them liberals.
No,
because
exactly.
They're not liberals.
You're right.
And their trained subjects become just as nasty,
yes.
mean, crazy as their leaders.
Yeah.
For her sister to stop speaking to her because she support Donald Trump, what is that?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, we have so many problems in the black community, starting with the family.
Absolutely.
And as a matter of fact, that's a national problem. Mm. Because with this new, you know, free love or whatever, when that hit America back there in the 60s, that was at a time that... we really didn't need it. But in other words, the effects of it, over 70% of black babies are born without a father. Nationwide, from what I got from the American Heritage Foundation, 40%.
Wow.
Nationwide of children, that's all ethnicities.
Wow.
In America are born without a father. This didn't happen in this nation before.
Right.
But between Holly Weird and all of this free love... and all of this, you know, crazy stuff.
Right.
We have a nation now that almost half of us come from broken homes.
You're right,
and I
Barbara.
Believe the more broken homes we have, the more broken people we have.
I want to say that again, please.
The more broken homes we have, the more broken people we have.
Beautiful. Thank you,
and
Barbara.
I mean really, really, really severely broken.
Yeah.
Because none of us will come up perfect because we don't come from perfect parents.
Exactly.
But at least you'll have that stabilizing force of a mother and father who have socialized you, who have validated you, and you can enter the world with a sense of confidence. But when you don't even start off with that, oh my goodness.
You know, excellent analysis, Barbara. And we're going to, not this week, but maybe starting next week, our plan is to do some of this live on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
So you can interact with us. So we want to do that eventually. I want to go back, if you will, to the Democratic debates. There was a lot of stuff in there. So Mayor Pete Buttigieg, I mentioned him.
But I'm gay.
I want to go.
Yes.
Yeah. He's homosexual, married to a man. And then he's talking about trying to down Christians. That's another thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're constantly attacking Christians.
That's why I tell you, they hate the founding of this country.
The left is now, just to use an example, ladies and gentlemen, there's not one case of a leftist going into a Muslim bakery
and demanding
that they bake a cake for this homosexual couple.
Because both of them will be beheaded before they got out of there.
Muslims. But... you know, not even that. They're just afraid of Muslims.
Yes, they are.
But they're constantly putting down Christians. And Mayor Pete constantly says that Republicans are not Christian. But Mayor Pete doesn't understand. If he were in the Middle East, he would not be a homosexual running for president. He would probably be in hiding. So they don't even appreciate the blessings of a country that would allow a homosexual man who says he's married to another man to run for president.
Now, what state is he from?
Indiana.
And I feel bad for Indiana even putting him in a position of mayor. Because, you know, you see who he is.
Right.
And if he has a problem with Christianity that built this country, then he has a problem with the pilgrims. He has a problem with the founders of this country because they believed in God. A person like that is not fit to even take that oath of office because he's not going to be loyal to the Constitution. We are endowed by our Creator. Now, if somebody is anti-God, anti-Christian, they don't believe that. That's not part of who they are. That's not part of what they stand for. So that was a big mistake in Indiana to even put
Absolutely.
Him into office, period.
Let me go back to the debates. Kamala Harris versus Joe Biden. One of the things, Barbara, I don't think the mainstream American public really understands is how racist, the racist history of the Democratic
they
Party.
They don't.
Republican candidates throughout the years have not emphasized how the Democratic Party was really founded.
Absolutely.
But what's interesting is the media this time couldn't hide it because it wasn't like some Republican on Fox News Channel was saying it. Kamala Harris, a woman of color, she's not African American.
No, she's not.
Her mother is Indian from India. Her father is Jamaican. So she's not African American, but I will refer to her as a woman of color. She challenged Joe Biden, as we know, former vice president and senator from Delaware, about his friendships with segregationists within the Democratic Party. So it wasn't like a Republican National Committee took out an ad explaining the racism in the Democratic Party. These were two Democrats going at it about the racism within the Democratic Party.
You know,
Party.
I don't like her. I don't like her either,
but she served a good purpose.
Yeah, to expose she was on that, I guess.
She's on MSNBC. Yeah. She's a fellow Democrat, and she exposed the racism within that party. Yes.
Absolutely. But she's always playing that race card.
She is.
Because she's the one leading the charge for reparations and all that, thinking that no one is smart enough to realize that's just a distraction.
Absolutely.
From the open borders that she's supporting, too. You know, that's all that is.
Yeah. Well, but
the Democratic Party has a history of racism.
They have a history of racism.
The Republican Party was formed in, 1857 or something like that. I may have that year incorrect, but that was to maintain the Union and stop the spread of slavery. So that's why it was formed.
I don't like Kamala as a person. I think she's an immoral reprobate. She's a home wrecker. She slept her way to the top. I have zero respect for Kamala Harris. Let's not forget how she tried to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life.
Oh, she was vicious.
Not only his nomination to be a Supreme Court justice, but almost his life.
Yes.
Kamala, Cory Booker, who is not very bright. I don't know how he was elected mayor of Newark or senator from the state of New Jersey. He's like a deer in headlights. Cory Booker is very unimpressive. But I guess they have.
But they're going to make some money off of running. They're going to make some money.
But I don't like Kamala. She's disgusting as far as I'm concerned. But she did serve a purpose, because now the mainstream media can't sweep under the rug.
Good.
And a lot of people, they don't even search out this information. So if they looked at the debates on Thursday night, it was put right front and center in front of them. The Democratic Party has a history of racism.
And that's been their history. The Ku Klux Klan members from there served in Congress and all of that. Robert Byrd, he was a high-ranking KKK member. And, I can't remember exactly what year, but back in the 1800s, Republicans had black senators. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until maybe the 1970s, 80s, or whatever, that I'll get the exact years, that the Democrats finally had a black senator.
Well,
to show you the difference in the parties and why black people are still supporting this party, it goes beyond my grade.
You know, Barbara, what it boils down to, I think the shift, and I got to tell you, I mean, not that I've read every book on the change, the transformation from blacks being Republicans, which is shocking to a lot of people. Blacks were originally Republicans.
Yes, they were.
And the shift to Democrats. And I agree with you, as you outline in your book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, that the shift happened around the time of FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because he introduced a form of socialism. That's when you started Social Security, Section 8, this or that,
right,
FDR. So a lot of black people, because we did help to literally build this country, we felt we were owed something, so we started shifting our loyalties to the Democratic Party, and we've been on that plantation since the 1930s. People, we have to wake up. The Democratic Party has lied to us, has fooled us. They make these promises every 4 years. They go into our churches, then they disappear. The black community declines, because we have put the Democratic Party over biblical principles.
Absolutely. We worship the party more than you worship God.
Because they want to give, free this, free welfare, free housing,
right,
free clothes. Okay, so you made us lazy. What God wants us to do is to tap into the potential he's given us.
Endowed.
And he will help us along the way. We've walked away from that. Too many black people are dependent on the government from cradle to grave. They've made us lazy. And as a result, we do not tap into our God-given potential. That's why Asians can come into the black community up and down the Eastern Seaboard, because I've seen it, New York to Florida, and they've taken over these beauty supply places, Georgia, New York, Quebec, New Jersey.
That's
the Asians
right.
have
That's
taken
right.
this. We're
That's
waiting
right.
for the handout. We're waiting for the handout. We're getting
yes.
freebies.
Yes.
As long
yes.
as we get our check on the 15th and the 30th, we don't care that we're being surpassed by other groups who came here more recently than we did.
And they
because
don't,
we're depending on the government.
And don't care how your community deteriorates. They don't invest in the communities. The churches, the streets, the schools are all second class, third class, and fourth class.
But you know what, Barbara? I cannot blame the white man.
No.
Because it's about the tax base in your community. And in Newark, they have to take from other communities, as far as I know, to help support the Newark school system. Because we have such a low tax base because there's too many black people on public assistance.
Yes.
Now, that may be uncomfortable, but it's the truth. So we've relied on the Democrats, freebie. And what have we gotten? Broken homes, no discipline, no drive to go to school and further
the
education.
A lot of violence.
A lot of violence. Because once
suicide,
you have the broken homes,
yes.
you're going to have broken, dirty communities. And then, oh, the Democrats said they'll do more for us. We keep depending on these Democrats. And then we go farther and farther behind where someone who's only been in the United States for 10 years, they have two Dunkin' Donuts franchises. Look up and down the Eastern Seaboard. Who owns most of the Dunkin' Donuts franchises? People from India.
That's right.
Look at that.
And then when I go to my...
You can't get mad at them.
When I go to my doctor's office. Right. You know, I mean, very... I don't even know if there's an American that works there now.
Right.
I mean, the technicians...
They come into these black communities
that's
because
right.
there are too many black people who do not have the entrepreneurial spirit.
And you know why?
Because we've been told you can get this free, you're owed that
and
free.
And not only
free.
That, but also, you know, Sharp Tongue... You know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp Tongue and Sly Jackson have told them that you can't make it because of the white man.
Exactly.
So a lot of them don't even have those dreams anymore. Their dreams have been shattered, have been destroyed. They don't even think they can. And then even in some of your churches. I mean, a few years ago, I was sitting in a black church in, what was it, Paterson, New Jersey. And the pastor was in the pulpit, and he said, the white man's going to take your voting privileges away. Mm. A blatant lie. So you get it in the pulpit, you get it on television, you get it in the newspapers, you get it all over the place, and your dreams are shattered.
Barbara, I want to say that in your book, and I haven't seen it in any other book, you really lay out in chapter 11, it sticks out in my mind.
Yes. Oh, yes.
How the black church has aligned itself
yes.
to the Democratic Party to the point where they're putting the Democratic Party platform before the Bible.
Absolutely.
A person like Hillary Clinton, and even if you're apolitical, a person like Hillary Clinton should not be your main speaker at your 11 o'clock service.
And that,
Why do I
witnessed
say that?
That. I witnessed
you
that.
You witnessed that. A person who supports abortion, a person who supports two homosexuals getting married, they're going to be in your pulpit when the Bible says life is in the blood. God
Absolutely.
Hates the hands that shed innocent blood.
Very clear.
You disregard all of that to allow Hillary Clinton to stand in your pulpit, and then you wonder why your church is weak in the community, why your church is not making a difference, because you have compromised God's word.
Almost definitely. And some of them are in the pulpit for money. They don't care about the lives of those coming there, you know, because they don't tell the truth, unfortunately. They cover it up, don't talk about morality, don't even address the fact that so many of our children are born without a father in the home, which is deplorable. That is deplorable. You know, because children need their father and their mother dedicated to raising them. They don't mention any of that. It's ain't God good? Let's praise the Lord. Clap your feet and stomp your feet and clap your hands. And I tried to outline it as detailed as I could
right.
because I've witnessed these things. It's not something that someone came and told me.
Right.
It's from life experience. And that has to change if we're going to make a change for America, which is for the best. Because things have to change. And I'm telling you, you know, it's been a breath of fresh air these last few years with the election of a President Trump. Because he stands for the baby. He's pro-life. And we haven't had that in 8 years. He's pro-God. We haven't had that in 8 years. He's pro-gun. And he's pro-Israel. And Israel, you know, when you think of Israel, you think about God. That's why the Democrats, not one of them attended. When that embassy was open, not one of them attended. Not one. Not one Democrat. They wouldn't violate their law of faithfulness to one another. Whatever agenda they set, they stick with it. I only know one Democrat that's pro-life who was at the pro-life meeting, you know, not too long ago. But we have to wake up, my friends. You can't serve two masters. And that's what the Democrats are requiring you to do. Go to church on Sunday, hallelujah, oh, ain't God good. And then Monday through Saturday, you're supporting their programs, talking whatever talking points they've put out there, hating without a cause, hating our president without a cause, instead of celebrating the low unemployment that for Asians, for blacks, and for Hispanics, celebrating the fact that these foreign nations are respecting us once again as a nation, celebrating how Melania Trump, his wife, represents us, how she will repeat the Lord's Prayer in a public setting. We should be celebrating the goodness. We should be celebrating that now we are going into renewable fuels and things. All of these things are positive for our nation. And by the grace of God, that wall is going up slowly but surely. There's a program, or there's a group called We Build the Wall. And I looked at the progress that they are making. We're getting that wall. We're going to protect more citizens of America, even if the Democrats have said immigrants before citizens. And that seems to be their motto.
Exactly. I want to cover a couple of things before. Jimmy Carter, who yes. said that he believes that Trump is president because of the Russians. Listen, Mr. Carter, and Jimmy Carter, he's in his 90s. He was one of the worst presidents in the United States history.
Yes, yes. He was only topped by Obama.
Robert Mueller spent $40 million, 2 years, investigating the allegations that Russia interfered. Russia took out some Facebook ads, but what the Democrats will not and cannot explain, that's why the Mueller report was not mentioned during neither night, Wednesday or Thursday night, of Democratic debates mentioned the Mueller report, because there's no there.
Is nothing.
Mueller did not establish that the president committed a crime, period.
At all.
Otherwise, the Democrats would have been all over it during the debates.
Absolutely.
So for Jimmy Carter to say that, it was disgraceful to say that
it
Trump
is.
Was only president because of the Russians. That's actually factually untrue. The Democrats just can't seem to wrap their heads around the fact that it's untrue. But I got to get to a couple other things. Bear with
okay.
me.
Okay.
There was a father and his daughter who drowned apparently in the Rio Grande.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
I want to comment on that. Number one, where was the outrage when illegals died under Barack Obama when they were coming to the United States?
It was hush, hush.
Right. As far as his father, he made the decision to risk his life and his daughter's life to come to the country, to the United States, illegally.
Illegally.
We do not bear responsibility for his
Absolutely.
And his daughter's death.
Absolutely.
I want to put that out there. Because if you're a foreign national, you do not have a right to just walk in, fly in, drive into the United States. We have an immigration process. We are a nation of laws. I don't care what the Democrats say. I don't care what Barack Obama says. Any of these leftists say. You do not have a right to just walk into the United States.
Absolutely.
There is a process that must be respected. So his death and his daughter's death is on him.
Right.
Your point earlier, Barbara,
yes.
what he should have done is try to make it himself. Once he made it, then send for his daughter.
Yeah, if he's going to do something criminal, why bring your daughter along?
Exactly.
Why torture her? You're putting your children, and any parent that does that is a lousy parent.
Absolutely.
Because you're putting your children in harm's way unnecessarily.
Absolutely. I want to talk about also this Ocasio-Cortez used the term that the detention centers where we're housing people voluntarily came to the United States as concentration camps. It's an absolute disgrace. If you know anything about the concentration camps that were used in World War II, people were starved, experimented yes. on, flat out murdered.
And the gas chambers. Yes.
So for Ocasio-Cortez to compare detention centers where people are voluntarily coming to the United States, why are you voluntarily coming to the United States if you think you're going to be put in a concentration camp?
That makes
That's
no sense.
That's stupid. But
Absolutely.
She's anti-America. This is an America that allowed this dimwit, she's not bright, to get a college degree, be a bartender, and now she's a member of Congress.
Yeah.
And she's so unappreciative. That's
yes.
what gets me about people like her. To call these concentration camps is disgusting. The Auschwitz Museum has corrected her. So has the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
I don't think she's teachable.
She's not teachable.
That's why I call her A.O. crazy.
Absolutely. We have about 3 minutes left, but I want to talk about Barbara Beto O'Rourke on the first night of the debates.
I call him,
Spanish.
You know what his name is to me?
What?
Berserk O'Rourke.
Exactly.
Berserk.
And then Cory Booker, poor thing, trying to speak Spanish, I guess trying to appeal to Hispanics. But when you survey Hispanics, when they do polls on Hispanics, most want the immigrants
to come here legally.
Don't assume Hispanics are for illegal immigration.
Absolutely.
And that's where you have Eric Swalwell, some no-name member of Congress, talking about Hispanics should revolt in the streets against Donald Trump. A lot of Hispanics respect his toughness and love Donald Trump.
Well, why doesn't he tell them to revolt in your home country so you don't have to leave it?
Exactly.
Now, that to me would make some sense.
Exactly.
You don't come to a foreign country, you may not have your papers, and get in revolt in the street. What are your rights?
Exactly.
And people like de Blasio, Cuomo, and all of that are trying to sell the American citizenship so cheaply.
Exactly, exactly.
They really need to be recalled.
Absolutely.
Because to me, my citizenship in America is a precious thing to have.
Absolutely.
I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
They have no respect for America.
They don't.
They don't even have any respect for all of the lives that were and the blood that was shed so that we don't have to speak German. We have the freedom and the liberties that many people around the world don't have. And if that's not true, why do they come here?
Exactly.
Common sense is common sense.
Absolutely.
And we need to really retch up that common sense in our minds, realize how un-American the Democratic Party has become, and regardless of family tradition, stand up for, number one, stand up for God. Number two, stand up for your country. And number three, be able to go to bed with a clear conscience that you're doing the best that you can for America.
For the life of me, I can't understand why Democrats want to push communism and socialism. Why Bill de Blasio, the mayor of the largest city in the country, the financial capital of the world, Wall Street,
yes.
in his city, would quote Che Guevara. If Che Guevara and his communistic vision worked, why are his people coming to the United States?
Absolutely.
I just want Democrats to exercise common sense.
De Blasio,
if communism worked, why are they trying to come to the United States, which is not a communist country?
De Blasio and Bernie Sanders, crazy Bernie, need to pack up and go someplace, go to Cuba, and then, you know, spew your message there.
Exactly.
We're not interested in it. Socialism is a failed system,
right.
and it doesn't protect its citizens. People of America, stand up for what is right for America. Stand up and stand against the demon rat party that has gone absolutely crazy.
Well, that about takes care of our show for today.
Yes.
We have a lot to talk about. We'll have a lot more next week. July 4th is Thursday. We're going to be in Montclair,
yes.
New Jersey. And you're going to be one of the
I'm going to be riding in a convertible,
yes.
you know, and waving to the people and trying to get them to support, you know, what is America and what is good for America. And we have a president who loves Americans and he loves America.
Absolutely. Donald Trump, and I don't say this lightly or easily, Donald Trump is a blessing to this country.
Yes.
He is an absolute blessing. He is a stopgap between the Democrats trying to push us, drag us to socialism.
Over the
cliff. Socialism has not proven to work anywhere.
Never. No
place. Look at Venezuela. Venezuela was one time the richest country in Latin America. It has a port. It is connected to the sea. There's no reason why the people of Venezuela should be eating garbage, should be eating this or that. They have a port. They have this one of the, because they, the socialism.
Hugo That's right. Chavez That's what it is.
Pushed socialism down Venezuelans' throat.
And they're suffering.
And then they took away their guns. So
right.
now they're suffering.
That's right.
There's no reason for the Venezuelan people to suffer.
No.
So we reject
and
that's
socialism. Another reason why we must continually reject. Because we're not going to give up our guns. Law-abiding citizens will not give up their guns because that's where these tyrants, dictators in the Democratic Party, they would fit into that category quickly. That's how they get power. They disarm the people, and then they run havoc over their lives.
Right. We will not give up our
arms. We will not. No.
The government, again, is of, by, and for the people.
That's right.
And that has to be respected.
Absolutely. And if they don't want to respect it, we'll make them respect it. So please think about what you're doing, where you're sending your money, and support things that are American. And remember, the Democratic Party has demonstrated that they have become un-American. We
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our urban story.
And
may God bless you, and may God continue to bless America.
If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.